I'm a firstborn like my mama and my grandma before me. Whether you like it or not, Mercy Kaplan, Mama's always telling me, the eldest gets called on to do things that don't seem fair. I clean grits from Baby Honor's chubby face, then drop to my knees to mop up the rest of her breakfast. 4-year-old Justice giggled, seeing me scoot around the floor like a hound hunting for scraps. And when I looked up, I saw him wipe his mouth on his sleeve. I grimaced. Another shirt to wash. And for a kid who'll probably never use a scrub board a day in his life. Mama was right about the curse of being the eldest, and right about another thing, too. None of it was fair. Charity sat next to Justice at the table, picking over a mound of pinto beans, her grit-smeared bowl pushed back, left for me to clear away. At 14, she was only 2 years younger than me, old enough by far to carry her fair share of chores, but Mama didn't seem to notice. I gave Justice's sleeve a quick wipe with my rag and snatched Charity's bowl from the table. She shot me a surprised look, full of hurt, then ducked her head and went back to her beans. I didn't mean to hurt her feelings, but I was tired of picking up after everyone. Getting beans ready for the pot seemed to be the only thing she did well enough to satisfy Mama, a fact that appeared to escape everyone but me. If I hadn't always tried to please, maybe I would have had less work, too. I felt Mama's eyes on me and tossed her a quick glance. I guess my irritation had shown all over me, because she rested her mending in her lap and gave me a long look. I braced myself for some stinging words, but she didn't say a thing till I finished my chores and sat Honor on the floor to play. Then I heard her sigh. "Remember, Mercy," she said, her words as threadbare as the overall she was mending. "Each burden comes with its own blessing." She picked up her needle, leaving me to ponder what that blessing might be and whether I'd be lucky enough to get it in this life or have to wait till the next. There sure hadn't been any reward for all the cleaning, laundry, and tending kids she expected me to do. In fact, I'd come to believe this was all I'd ever get out of life. Lately, I'd been mulling over the prospect of leaving home. I was old enough, almost 17, but as hard as I tried, I couldn't see how a girl could break free and make a life for herself without marrying some fool boy. Even if I did manage to find a decent boy my age to marry, how would I keep from ending up like Mama, saddled with 4 kids, all of us named after virtues like prayers to God, instead of for grandmas and grandpas like everyone else in the world? That was not going to happen to me. I was not going to be like Mama. Something waited for me. I could feel it, especially at night, when everyone was asleep. The promise sat on my chest like a big tabby cat, warm and velvety, purring about the happy future that might be mine if I could just figure out how to get there from here. Only how was a Texas sharecropper's daughter supposed to set her sights on something better if she didn't even know what was out there in the world? At least one thing was clear. My life would never be different from Mama's if I married. When I thought back, it seemed to me there'd always been something standing in the way of better times. Like the war with Germany. "A war to end all wars," everyone said. Papa shipped off to fight the Kaiser like everyone else, and Mama had to work every day taking in laundry and ironing to keep enough food on the table. When he was wounded and sent home, we all looked on it like a miracle straight from heaven. Papa was alive, and he was home safe. The last 2 fingers on his right hand were missing, but he was whole in every other way, and life could be better at last. And for a while, it was. Early this past spring, we celebrated the chance to sharecrop Mr. Gertrude's rich land just outside of Canton. When the rains came and Papa's cotton brushed out green and beautiful, I thought we'd finally reap that blessing Mama was so fond of talking about. But I should have known better. The boll weevils found us, and though we all worked hard to save the crop, in the end, there was nothing to do but give up.